How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, it's Farrell back on Coast to Coast. What do you do when you look back to Sunday and you see some of the big wins? Like by the Carolina Panthers, how about that? They go to Seattle, they win. The Panthers beat the Seahawks fair and square in Seattle, and the Niners beat the Bucs. And so Tampa's lead in the NFC South is down to one game over the Panthers and the Falcons. The Falcons were idle. Carolina's won two in a row, three of their last four, and they have a head-to-head win over the Bucs in their back pocket. Sam Darnold's playing great at quarterback for the most part. Considering the quarterback play that they've had, he's been great. And the defense is capable of making huge plays. They get tons of stops when they need them. Nobody in that division is even 500. And so somebody has to win it. And you think it's going to be Brady and the Bucs, right? But how about that performance in San Francisco? They didn't show up at all. They have to play the sizzling Bengals in Tampa next week, and then they go to Zona in week 16 and finish with a head-to-head division matchups against Carolina and Atlanta. The Panthers have the Steelers and Lions at home in Charlotte the next 2 weeks, and they finish with divisional road games in Tampa and New Orleans. How about the Lions and Jared Goff? They beat up the first-place Vikings. They put up 464 yards. They were 7 of 15 on third downs. They didn't turn the ball over. Goff was 27 of 39 for 330 yards and three touchdowns. He even hit the rookie Jameson Williams. He's playing like in his second game, coming back from injury, but now all of a sudden could be a guy making huge plays down the final month and stretch of the season. The Lions have won five of their last six games. They're now 6-7, and they're on the fringes of the playoffs. That's all there is to it. They're a game and a half behind the seventh-seeded Giants with 4 weeks to go. The Lions have a game at the Jets, at the Panthers, home to the Bears, and at the Packers in Lambeau. Could they finish 10-7? Could it be? All of a sudden, the Seahawks are folding. The Commanders aren't getting it done. The Giants are losing left and right. Are the Lions the choice? The Lions have done a great job of building the team. They got a strong offensive line. They got great receivers. They got great running backs, and they're making Goff look fantastic almost on a weekly basis. I thought the Cowboys were pathetic against the Texans, albeit they won. The Cowboys D gave up 327 yards, 23 points to a team that averages 283 yards and 16 points a game. The Texans gave them all they could handle at Jerry's World. Dallas turned the ball over three times. I know they got it done, but man, was that ugly. And you have to question if they're capable of making some huge playoff run in like January against teams like the Eagles, Vikings, and Niners. I don't think the Cowboys can beat the Niners. I don't think the Cowboys can beat the Eagles. I think they play them at Jerry's World down the stretch here, but can they beat them in Philly in a playoff game? That's the question. Remember, last year the Niners beat the Cowboys in the playoffs in Dallas. And the Niners beat the Packers at Lambeau. But they couldn't beat the Rams, and that's because Tart dropped the pick. I still like the Eagles and Niners to play in the NFC Championship game. There's no denying the Niners' defense is incredible. Everybody's wondering if they can do it in the playoffs with Purdy. He threw two TD passes and ran for a TD in the second quarter alone. And the Niners built up a huge 28-0 lead at halftime. Then it was 35-0. Purdy was 16 of 21 for 185 yards and two TDs. And no one's complaining about the way he played. That defense can shut any team down. Everyone that plays them in the playoffs is going to have a nightmare trying to score against San Francisco. They're that elite defensively. The Dolphins are folding up shop, it looks like. The last couple of weeks, they've been awful against the Niners. And then again on Sunday night against the Chargers, they look terrible. And they lose to two playoff-caliber teams, and you just can't trust them. They haven't even locked up a playoff berth. Now they got to play in Buffalo against a hot Bills team that's won four straight. And then Miami has to face the Pats and Jets over their next four. By the way, that game at the Bills is Saturday night at 8:15 Eastern. Welcome back, Saturday night pain day game. Shake out. You wonder what'll happen with the Niners with Deebo Samuel's left ankle injury. Remember, they still have McCaffrey, Ayuk, Kittle dealing as usual. The Niners play the Seahawks Thursday night, 8:15, a little Thursday night football action in the Pacific Northwest. If Seattle looks the way they did on Sunday against Carolina, the Niners will beat their ass. The Tampa Bucs are just the seventh team in NFL history to lead their division, the South, with a losing record after week 14. The Bucs have their hands full this week, taking on the Bengals, who are rolling. The game is at Raymond James at 4:25 Eastern. And remember, the Panthers are 3-0 at home under interim coach Steve Wilks. Their next two are there against the Steelers, whose season ended with the loss to the Ravens, and the Lions, who are on fire. If they go 5-0, Wilks will get that job full-time next season. And remember, how about a Carolina-Tampa showdown on New Year's Day? The Seahawks have played four straight games against teams that were under 500. They lost three of them, and they barely won the other one. And that loss to Carolina was their worst. The Panthers entered it 4-8, 27th in scoring offense, and they did whatever they wanted to Seattle. How about on the ground, 223 rushing yards? The Niners have a two-game lead over Seattle in the NFC West heading into their Thursday night showdown in Lumen Field. How about the Chiefs? They were up 27-0. They finally beat Denver 34-28 after blowing the lead. Mahomes threw two bad picks and the Broncos were back in the game. All I know is that the Chiefs never cover. They play at the Texans on Sunday in Houston. The Broncos scored a season-high 28 points, but Russell Wilson got injured, a concussion. If he can't go, Brett Rippon will end up playing. The Broncos take on the Cardinals at home on Sunday afternoon. How about the Eagles blowing out the Giants Sunday at Snoopy 48-22? The Eagles set a new record for rushing TDs in a season with 27. A.J. Brown passed 1,000 yards. Fourth Eagle to have 1,000 receiving yards and 10 receiving touchdowns. Hurts and Sanders each have at least 10 rushing touchdowns. That's crazy. The Eagles' next game in Chicago at Soldier Field Sunday. Meanwhile, the Giants have won once in six games. They're falling apart. They allowed 253 yards rushing to the Eagles, and they just can't dance against good teams. They're 0-3 against the Cowboys and Eagles this season. Remember, they started 7-2, and now they're a disaster. They have a huge game at the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. How about Mike White of the Jets? He was sacked 3 times, hit 7 times, pressured 21 times. He got lit up. He got shots to his ribs and midsection. The guy was getting lit. The Jets have lost 2 in a row for the first time this season. And Quinnen Williams has a calf injury. He may not be able to go Sunday against the Lions at home at Snoopy. They're 7-6. They have to win 3 of their last 4 to get a wild card. And their offense has only 2 TDs in the last 2 games. They've iced out. How about Jacksonville humiliating Tennessee in Nashville 36-22? The Cowboys better be ready. That game's in Jacksonville Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Jags, suddenly looking tough. Lawrence threw it over 40 times. He had a career-high 368 yards and was lighting it up. The Jags snapped their 8-game losing skid in Nashville, and Lawrence is the first quarterback in franchise history with 300 passing yards, multiple passing TDs, and a rushing TD in a single game. Tennessee's lost 3 in a row for the first time under Vrabel since 2018. They turned the ball over 4 times against the Jags. The Titans better get right. They play at the Chargers Sunday afternoon. That's not going to be easy the way they've looked lately. I know this. The Vikings need to get right against the Colts on Saturday, 1 o'clock in Minne at U.S. Bank, or they're going to start having problems. They got to win that game. The Browns got smoked by the Bengals. Cleveland plays the Ravens Saturday at 4:30 in Cleveland. So the Ravens handle the Steelers, essentially ending their season. Ravens play at the Browns Saturday. By the way, coming off that Rams win over Vegas, the Rams play at the Packers Monday night the 19th on Monday Night Football, and the Raiders have the Pats Sunday in Vegas. So that's basically a look around the NFL with everything that played out and what teams have coming up. And it's only going to get hairier from here to see who gets the playoff spots. It's Pharrell Coast to Coast. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.